Everybody acknowledges that the most deprived area in the country as of next year will be West Donegal and the Gaeltacht region. However, there just doesn't seem to be any will by government departments to actually come together to move this forward. But I'm not giving up on this, Donal. This has to happen. We don't have an option.
You've got UTHRIS, you've got the council, you've got various other organisations. The minister could well say there's lots happening on the ground. He will no doubt point to successes that UTHRIS is having. He'll point to what the council is doing. He'll point to recent funding for Aisling Godor, for instance. You're saying that's all well and good, but it's not the coordinated response you believe is needed.
It's not, and it never has been. We've never had a vision. It's a vision that we need for West Donegal. We need to know where the jobs are going to be. It can't be in one place or another place. We have to look at the whole region as a whole. We have to look at education, public transport. Public transport is a huge issue in the Gaeltacht. For people coming in on a tourism basis or in to do work, that network just simply is not there. We need to look at education, health, all of the above, along with your infrastructure and the good work that UTHRIS and Donegal County Council are doing. However, it's so bitty and there is no coordinated approach. So we have to have that. There's no option but to have that for the future of the Gaeltacht region. So I'm going to carry on and I'm going to start this campaign over the next couple of months. The people need the investment in the area to actually see the area reach its full potential, and that's what we'll be doing over the next couple of months.